The Sitka School Board voted unanimously to approve the contract for the Sitka Education Association, which represents more than 100 teachers. It includes a $1,000 raise for teachers at all pay levels, but the deal only lasts 1 year instead of the regular 3 years. Superintendent Steve Bradshaw says that's designed to offer some flexibility.
I think everybody was fearful with the state of economy as it is, fearful of negotiating for longer than that, because I don't believe we're hopeful, because we do try to pay our teachers as well as we can possibly pay them. We're fearful, they're fearful, with the economy the way it is, that they wouldn't have been able to negotiate anything close to the cost of living increase, you know, for the next 3 years. So
the board had asked Bradshaw to stay close to a 1.5% increase in overall compensation to teachers. Bradshaw said the new contract represents a 1.64% increase overall, and that negotiations went smoothly.
It was just absolutely incredible how smoothly they went. I mean, I think we met twice or three times, and the discussion about the financial package was only one of those times. The other time was just trying to clean up the language in the contract.
Blatchley Middle School teacher John Hedden was one of the union's negotiators. He says the new contract also allows teachers to use any graduate-level coursework to advance through the pay scale. Under previous deals, teachers could only apply graduate credits in their specific subject area in order to advance in pay. The agreement with the teachers' union comes as the school district is in negotiations with another union representing its classified employees. Classified employees include custodians, secretaries, and paraprofessionals. Those are aides who work with teachers in the classroom. There are about 64 people who fall under that category, and they're represented by the Sitka Educational Support Professionals Association, sometimes called CESPA. That union's president, Simon Connolly, spoke during the persons to be heard portion of Tuesday night's meeting.
We have a large percentage of our classified employees that have to rely on public assistance, second and third jobs, to help provide for their family while providing top-rate care for some of our most challenging students in the district.
Connolly's testimony was bookended by two teachers speaking on the same topic. Baranoff Elementary special education teacher Ben White said the classified staff is the glue that holds the district together.
I have a W-2 from a classified staff. She's worked in the district for 10 years. And she takes home $19,324 after a decade of work. And that doesn't seem appropriate to me for the job that we require of them.
At the end of the meeting, some board members said the district will do its best for CESPA members. Bradshaw, the superintendent, said the district has had 3 or 4 meetings with the union.
The district's looking at a similar package for the CESPA group, and unfortunately for the CESPA group, because of the differences in their salary compared to teacher salaries, that isn't a whole lot of money.
Bradshaw says he's limited in what he can say much beyond that, since negotiations are ongoing. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.